again. And it's Nageya for the upcoming Yom Tovs and Siena de Yoma. Even though I usually don't go on off in tangents, but I thought for that those reasons, Kedai, the Gemara on Bezim and Bez, when darshaning the Mishnayas of Hakol Chayovin Besukkah, Hakol Chayovin Betzitzes, so the Gemara in Erechin explains the Hakol is to be Marbe. And that's part of the Mahalach of the Amiram, is to darshan the Teresh of Alpe as well. Ke'ilu v'darshan Teresh of Achsav. That Kol Ma the Osu Chachomim Ke'im De'Rais Osu applies to the Nusach of the Mishnah as well. Rav Alper Tzal used to point out the Ramban at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, where the Ramban writes that in Sefer Vayikra, Kadosh Baruch Hu often goes off in tangents. For example, Macholos Tahoros, Hanavi and Temeis, the animals that are kosher and that are osur, is a tangent to Hilchos Korbanos. So the Ramban writes that was part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's style, Kiviyachol. So Rav Alper Tzal writes, that's also why in Chazal go off on tangents, because Koma da osur chachom, king de rice osur. The same thing is true in terms of the cryptic aspects of the Teresh of Baal Peh. You see that Chazal will darshan Hakol is l'rabbois, Hakol chayom b'sukkah l'rabbois katan, Hakol chayom b'tzitzis l'rabbois katan. Gemara in Sukkah says, but katan is poter min ha-mitzvahs. So the Gemara points out there are two levels of katan, at least two levels. A katan koydim shgi l'chinuch is poter, but a katan li'acha shgi l'chinuch is chayim. Gemara says in the Chavches and Beis in Sukkah that the mitzvah of being mechanech a katan is a din derabbanon. So that we have to qualify. There are at least two different aspects in the mitzvah of chinuch. Probably three different parts to the mitzvah of chinuch. One part is the mitzvah lafrishay miyisurim. One is lechanech liyisurim, and one is lechanech lemitzvahs. Probably the easiest access to this sugya to organize the different aspects of chinuch is the Mishneh Berurah in Siman Shin Mem Gimel. He summarizes the Shitas and Rishonim. So the Mishneh Berurah records over there. You can look up later on at the beginning of Shin Mem Gimel. Then the Mishneh Berurah writes that there. He summarizes that there is a din de'iraisa that parents have to be mafrish their children meisura. Sharper. There's a din de raisa that's also lasafis boibi yadayim, agmorin yivamis. That there's a din de raisa that a person, a godel, cannot give a koton and isur. How do we know that? So there are three different makaris in Chazal Darshan. The Mishneh Berurah records them in Shin Mem Gimel Siv Koton Dalin. That even the youngest child, a baby in the crib, lo yisa achilim lektanim. So there are three mekoreis. One is the mekor of dam, because it says kol nefesh mikem lo yisaychal. Chazal say kol nefesh lo yisachil lektanim. Tumas koin in the beginning of parshas emor v'yamartu lahazir gdeilim al lektanim l'gdeilim sheyeru lektanim. And the third is by Shrotzim, Lo Yisa Achilum, Zekro Yisera. So there are Mekoris that point out that because we have three, so that would indicate that those are the only three, but Askomas HaPoiskim is that Misholesh Elu Mitzvahs Onu Lemedim L'chola Teiru Kulo. The Chol Yisura Teiru Oser L'Achilum Eletzavsum Sheya Avru. And as the Mishneh Berurah points out, that's the Psak of Tosfos, to say that the three do not create a unique group. The three are Lelamed al Kal Kuloi. So that's how we learn it then, of Osir Lefsafos B'yadayim, that a parent cannot feed a child a Domer Osir. And then, in addition to that, does a parent have to stop a child from doing something which is Osir? So that, the Mishneh Berurah points out, that is when a child becomes a bar havana. To stop a child from doing an isur, that's the mitzvah chinuch. Chazal or misakein, as we learned in the Gemara Sukkah, a mitzvah chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch, when it comes to a mitzvah's asay, is to train the child to do the mitzvah. That's what we're going to focus on. The mitzvah of chinuch, when it comes to lois asay, is lahafrish meyus iser, to stop the child from doing an iser. So there, what's the age of chinuch when one is mechuyev to stop a child? The age of the halacha of loisa achilum, of not giving a child actively, proactively maisa, that's the moment they pop out. Once they become once they're in the NICU, once they're in the nursery, right? Then it's already also lesafis miyadayim. There are times when we may, because of pikuach nefesh, we may have to do certain nisur. But mikir adin, it's already also lesafis miyadayim. Then, when the child becomes a, and then there's a mitzvah from that point on, till what we learned the other day, of being a mufla somach lish, the din deraisa leaves you alone. However, Chazal were darshan the pasuk, and not darshan, they were misakin at takana, and they were masmach and very spuk and chumash, but primarily they quoted the pasuk of chanoich lanar al pi darkei. A mitzvah derabonon to machanech and shabbos, achkir and yeshivas. Exactly how is the mitzvah derabonon formulated? Is it a mitzvah on the father to train the child, or a mitzvah to make the child do the mitzvah on his own? Right, not for now. But that mitzvah derabonon, we learn, is when a child becomes a bar havona, so to speak. So when it comes to lavin, so there it's when the child is a bar havona, sheze oser, lasoisle. When you tell the child that something they can't do, shu bechol tinek shu bar havona shemavin kisho oimel sheze oser lasois. When you tell the child that they can't do something, and then they understand they can't do it. Now, when you tell a little child that they can't have something, so then they'll come back 2 minutes later. Unless they do it again. That means they don't have not grasped the concept of something being ostracized, being prohibited. But when, at a certain point, when you tell a child they can't do something, they understand that they can't do it. So then, that's when, at that age, it becomes incumbent on the parents, midirabbanan, to be mafresh, to teach a child, this is muktzah, and this he can't put on in Shabbos, and if there's no area he can't carry in Shabbos, and this he can't eat mechula. Then there's part of the mitzvah of chanoich lanar pidarkei, the Gemara in Sukkah Chav Ches says, is to mechanech to mitzvahs. So that's what our Gemara is referring to, hakol chayom besukkah, is the mitzvah derabbanan of being mechanech hakot, and hakol chayom mitzitzis. Chayav in loy keimna. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that so Rashi points out that the Hakol in the Gemara of Erechin is, our Gemara is just as concerned whether the Hakol is Hachila or B'di'evet. But what's the Hakol coming to include? So we have two Rashis. Hakol chayom besukkah l'si kodesh l'serach l'imoy. Hakol chayom betzitzis l'si kodesh l'yedei l'zatif. Why did the Chazal say hakol l'chayiv kotan who's a 9-year-old? Hakol l'chayiv a kotan when they're a 6-year-old? Hakol chayovin l'suyi kotan l'yedei l'zatif. When the child knows how to do ituf. In other words, I could take a child at the age of 4, we do that with children, like that. At the age of 3, and I could take a 2-year-old and put tzitzis on them. So why do I wait till 3? And we dress children from the get-go, right? So you'll say, well, they're in diapers, it's not mechavadik. Okay, so we'll wait till out of diapers, right? So why do we wait? Why is the minute to wait till 3? When do we begin the mitzvah l'chanech? So hakol chayom b'tzitzis l'suye kod neyodei l'zatev. So Tosfos and Sukkah Chof Medbeis points out that if you put all the various mishnayos together of chinuch, then you come to the following conclusion: v'ashdol kigil chinuch teminin b'chol duchta ein kulam shavin. Chazal did not make one shear. They didn't say 9-year-old El kol echad lefi yinyanei. The din of chinuch is kemoy shekosav chanoich lanal pidarkai. Every child when they get to a certain stage. But what stage is mechayiv? So here Chazal didn't give an age. Chazal said that al kol lefi yinyanei, every single mitzvah has its own chinuch. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Yuma, when we discuss the mitzvah mechanech ketanim for tzomos, so there the Gemara says there it has an age that at we start being mechanech l'shois. At each boy and girls at different ages, but when it comes to all the other mitzvahs, I say hakol lefin yonu t'hachar minin bein sarach le'imoy. When are we mechanech a child for the mitzvah of re'il or regel? When the child can walk, sheyochol lalos. Pashtut means that the child can walk on his own. And when are we mechanech a child for the mitzvah of lulav esrog? When are we mechuyev to stop before halel and give the lulav esrog to our child? When did the mitzvah begin? The mitzvah rabbanon of chanoich lenar al pidarkei. Some understand when are we mechuyev to purchase our own lulav and esrog for a child. V'gabei tzitzis, when are we mechuyev to make sure the child's wearing tzitzis? And when are we mechuyev to teach a child? So, child is the teaching is b'yedei ledaber. Lulav is b'yedei lenaneya. So each one has their own shir. Question is, what is the gedder of the shir chinuch? So from the din of Yedei Lenaneya, what do we learn from that? What's the kasha that has to be asked in Yedei Lenaneya? Here it means it knows how to do the mice and mitzvah. Right? Those are the
that
mice and
mitzvah. That he just knows how to shake something, like without standing someone in the eye.
The Mishtabura writes, his lashon is lefi harifusoi, it depends on the child. He writes in Hilchos Shabbos, when do we start being mechanech a child for Kiddush and Abdullah? So there he writes, ayodeya me'inyan Shabbos. Has to understand a little bit about what Inyan Shabbos means. A little bit about Kadosh Baruch Hu being the Borei Olam, or that Shabbos is a different day than other days. That's when you start doing the mitzvah of Kiddush. What's the mitzvah say of lulav and esrog? So it sounds like physically, practically, they know how to shake, right? Not that they have kavanas of the four different tchunas of a person, different kinds of people, different. No, when they know how to shake, they know how to do the ma'aseh mitzvah. Right? When they can do the ma'aseh mitzvah. As long as I have to hold on to the lulav and esrog, take it with them, there's no chinuch of chinuch. There may be another mitzvah, just getting used to doing mitzvahs. All right, child wants to do something, say. But the mitzvah of making sure that the child does the mitzvah. My mitzvah is chinuch, my mitzvah is rabbana. So what is remarkable from this, yedei lenaneya? No? What's the mitzvah de raisa of Arba Minim? To pick it up. What's the raya? That's the pasuk, correct? That's the makor, correct? What's the raya that it's the lakachtam does not mean nanu, means to pick up? No?
You have to have the esrog upside down.
Right, they have the Tosfos says, the Gemara Psachim, the Zion. When do you make the bracha? How does that overlay the yasa? So the Rishonim say, was Oyer L'Siyosim. If you have it on the table, when it's in its best, Oyer L'Siyosim. You pick it up, got the mitzvah ready. So we do all sorts of shenanigans. So our approach, the most common is to hold the esrog upside down. So you're holding it, so it's not Oyer L'Siyosim. And then you flip it over, and it's Oyer L'Siyosim, right? It's a very, how many esrogim become possible in the flip? That's why there are other minhagim. Tosfos quotes holding them far apart. Tosfos quotes having three in your hand and then picking up just the fourth. Right? But the point that we're drawing it on now is not how to shake a lulav. What we're pointing out now is why isn't the din called ech l'finyanoi gabe lulav b'yedeya lintol litol b'yedeya lahag voice. What's b'yedeya l'naneya? If a person would take lulav and esrog every single day and would not shake it, mitzvah accomplished, not accomplished. Mitzvah day rice is accomplished. Right? If you require the nanuim, so then we wouldn't have any problem bechlal in holding, having to worry about when to do the over the over, when to hold up, turning the esrog up. Would be a problem bechlal? You'd pick it up, you haven't done the mitzvah yet. Make the bracha, do the nanuim. So you see clearly that the nanuim are a rabban and dika haysof. There are those who claim it has a, maybe a kiyum deraisa. So what do you see from this then? Hayyidei l'naneya should be lulav b'yidei l'naneya should be b'yidei alita l'hag boys. No? What's the yesoid? That's correct. No. L'chara that you could not say, because l'gabe tzitzis yidei l'satev. All right.
What about the comment Tosos that Rebbe brings up?
That
tifa alavisha.
It will come in a moment. Yeah, that would be a horror. But so then by tefillin we bring a raya, yidei lishmor. That would be very hard to imagine the Chazal and Masakin and Chinuch only in the Rebbe Natan Deraisa. No?
That it's talking about that when the child knows how to do the mitzvah, the Shleimus.
Correct, that's the Nusach. The Nusach is that Chazal, the age of Chinuch is when the child can do the mitzvah, the Shleimus. The mitzvah of Chinuch is to teach how to do the mitzvah. So you can refine this notion in one of two ways, but this is a very strong raya that the mitzvah of chinuch is only when the child can do the mitzvah bishlei musa. So if the child cannot do the mitzvah in the with all its trappings, it's a din rabbanon, right? So there. What Yoni said is going to be important. That when Chazal told us the mitzvah of chinuch, it means to the mitzvah of chinuch with all the trappings that Chazal attached to it. So, go ahead.
Except having kavanah and having
the kavanos,
which is, would that be part of the mitzvah though?
Correct. So that's, it means to do the mice in mitzvah shel Musa. The action in the mitzvah. The pool is in mitzvah shel Musa. Right, even though he may not be able to have, so I mean, l'chayra, the only the terrors that is that even a gadol keeps we don't expect our gedolim to do the mitzvah shel Musa until we are much older and understand more and more kavanas. They're all trying to do more and more shel Musa, but the ma'aseh mitzvah has to be possible for the child to do the ma'aseh mitzvah shel Musa. So there are two ways in which this is formulated in the achronim. The way that Chaim said it, that's the way that I've often heard from Shechter, and seems to be the way that Briskerov said it. The Chazal or Mesakein, the Geder Chinuch is to train a child in the mitzvah. So my mitzvah Chinuch is to make sure the child can do the mitzvah properly. There's no inyan of Chazal or Mesakein that I should have the child in the mitzvah Shaloi Vishli Musa. Chanuch and Arvi Darkoi. That's when the mitzvah, that's the getter on mitzvah. Train the child to do the mitzvah. Again, there is a Tosef Yeshanim in Yuma that says that there are two kinds of chinuch. One is the precise mitzvah, the rabbanon, when it comes to mitzvah say. Then there's a broader din of lahargilon by mitzvahs. So it could be that when the child comes home from pre-K, and has their plaster of Paris esrog, right? And a paper mache esrog, and you bring them to shul with a paper mache esrog, it could be this a key mitzvah, and largilam b'mitzvahs, get them used to the mitzvahs. But the mitzvah of chinuch, that is a machlokes achrayim, right? Whether a katan is there a value in giving a katan an esek that's possible? Right? The esek looks beautiful, but it has a significant black spot above the chaytan. So it's a possible esek. Nirlai has all the other idurim. It's a mahudidik possible esek, right? So, is there any value midin in giving that esrei to a child? So that's the machlekes achrayim. How far do we take the din of yochel and aneya? Do we say mamish bishli musa, or do we say that even apostle esrei would work? So halacha lemaisa, mishmer pasen has to be a kosher esrei. When we sell chinuch sets. So what we're selling is an esrig, which is kosher b'diyavad. It's got to be kosher. So that the Mishnah Berurah learns, I think, from there's a few rayos for that. That there is a mitzvah lahargil b'mitzvahs, but the mitzvah of chinuch derabbana the Chazal or Misakein, that's the mitzvah doing a mitzvah bishlei musa derayz na'anuim. The Bikuri Yaakov says the nusach a little bit differently. Bikuri Yaakov is one of the classic achronim on Mesechtas and Hilchasuk. It's the Aruch Lener of Yaakov Ettlinger. So his nusach is a little bit sharper, a little bit different, and says that when a Chazal were Mesakin in the midst of Chinuch, they have to be Mesakin in a way that they're not misleading the child. No kunz to give chinuch and you make the child the wrong impression. What's the makor for that? The makor for that is a gemara in Erevin. But Leil Yom Kippur, we don't make kiddush over a cup of wine. So the gemara says, why not? The pasuk is because you can't drink the wine. Once you can drink, you give it to a cotton. Give it to a cotton, you should make kiddush over wine and give the wine to a cotton. So the Gemara says that you can't give it to a cotton because when the cotton becomes a gadol, the cotton will think that there's one exception to the Hilchas Yom Kippur, Kiddush, I'm a Tzarech Mitzvah, I have a whole pilpul, maybe Yom Ben Ashmosh, whatever. So the Gemara says that because that will be misleading to the child, so therefore there's no requirement of the mitzvah of chinuch in that case. Therefore Chazal we're not misaking kiddush alayayin on Yom Kippur. So you see from that halacha that Chazal were concerned that we would be misleading the child later on. So the Bikuri Yaakov says that's the pshat in chinuch. It's a dogmatic difference between the two neschois. That Chazal hesitated and they therefore not misaken chinuch, which would not be bishlei musa, because then you'd be mechanic the child to do the mitzvah of bishlei musa. You'd be mechanic the child. All you got to do is pick it up. So even though that's an emes, but we'd be training the child to do the mitzvah improperly because they can't do the nanuim. Right, so again, it's a slightly different way of saying it, but lechayra is a little bit different in this din of being machane. All right, so kacha din. That's why tefillin. So a child can wrap tefillin on his arm before he's yedeya lishmor, before he knows about how carefully they have to take care of tefillin, right? You look at the base of Midrash where kids leave tefillin. Your daily shmur kicks in way after bar mitzvah. Well, I think you go to summer camp for sure. So your daily shmur to know the kedusha of tefillin, you have to watch your own body b'shas levishas tefillin. That comes in much later. So that's why when it comes to tefillin, we cannot do the mitzvah bishlei musa till much later. So we begin right before the child becomes a gadol. Good, Yaakov.
According to that raya from the Bikuri Yaakov,
Isn't it misleading to begin with that we give the Kiddush to a child in shul? We grow up thinking that, like, even when...
Yeah, it's a good horror. It's a good aura, and off the cuff I would answer that since the child will see the Kiddush B'Shlemusa at home, so it's a fix. But Yom Kippur, they'll never see the Kiddush B'Shlemusa.
No, but I'm saying the child will grow up thinking that
Kiddush B'Shlemusa.
You know, oh, I remember when I was younger, I used to drink from Kiddush B'Shlemusa.
I mean, the Kiddush B'Shlemusa. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen
people do it also
many
times.
Interesting aura. Okay, Tzachin. Yeah.
What was the second formulation in Achronim? One was the Shef and the Brisker Rav that.
Especially the Mikur Yaakov is that Chazal were not misaken a chinuch if there would be if it would end up misleading the child. It's a dachshund difference, and when it comes to being misaken, it makes a difference. But in terms of what was going into the thinking of Chazal. I'll tell you what the nafka mina could be. The nafka mina could be, not the nafka mina, the nafka mina could be, is when Chazal were misaken the mitzvah of chinuch, when they misaken it for the child, ki ilu is a godol, or when they misaken it for the child. And when they misaken it for the child, we say it sharply. In the way that he will perform it when he's a gadol. What do you see the difference between this? There's a fascinating tshuva by Rav Moshe. About kol ed chinuch for ketanim. It's machlokes in Rav Moshe and the Sridi Yesh. Is there any tzan lahokel in having co-ed classes for ketanim? Right. So let's say you have a small town and they can't afford having separate classes for boys and girls. So the shaila came to Rav Moshe. So, what's the shaila? What's the shaila pidin? Shaila pidin is that one cannot learn Torah in a situation where there could be hurim for women, right? So pidin de raisa, one could not learn Torah in a co-ed classroom regardless. Mitzadadin. That would be the issue. So now we roll back to ketanim. So now a katan, let's say, now doesn't have a hurim yet, right? I'm all a good side for the internet. Didn't have a hurim by 9 years old. So so at 9 years old, this child doesn't have a hurim, right? So Rav Moshe writes, what's the getter of chinuch? The getter of chinuch is as sharp as halachas. The getter of chinuch is basher who not basher rishon. When he's a gadol, right? So now I have a child who's 9 years old. This child should not be sitting right next to this boy, and this girl should not be sitting next to each other when they're learning Torah when they're 18 and 19, because they'll have a hurim. Right? So do we say that since they should not be learning Torah together when they're older, so therefore they shouldn't be doing it when they're even before the age when they were teaching Torah at the age of chinuch? Or do we say no, when they're older and they have a hurim, then they shouldn't be together? But now they don't have a hurim. Lu yitzur, they wouldn't have a hurim when they were 19 and 20, they'd be allowed to learn next to each other. So what's the how do you formulate this din of being able to do the mitzvah properly? How do you formulate the din of the Yochel and Aneya? Do you say that this child, if he would be a godel right now, so since he doesn't have a hurim, he could be mutter? Or do you say, no, we go with the outer tzura, the form, the way it's being performed? So that's the machlokes between the Sfidi Yesh and Rabbi Moshe. The Sfidi Yesh held that they learned from that nuim, you have to do the mitzvah bishlimus the way it will be done later on. So the mitzvah chinuch later on has to be boys and girls separately. So therefore, you have to start very, very young. You can't afford it. No. You do, like you do other things you can't afford, you do this you can't afford. Right? So just because you can't afford it doesn't mean that you don't do mitzvahs. You don't do chinuch. Because Baruch Hu will help out. He'll figure it out. I mean, if you can't. If it's mutter, so then you can't be samech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you got to do it. So Rav Moshe held that the mitzvah chinuch is to do the mitzvah right now the way it would be performed if he was a gadol. Right? If he was a gadol right now without a room, well, so why not? So save the teacher, save the classroom. Why separate? That's the way we see, where you can see the difference. So that might be the chiluk between the Briskerov's formulation and the Bikur Yaakov's formulation. If the mitzvah of chinuch is that it's not, it doesn't begin when you cannot do it when you cannot do bishleimusa, so l'chor that would be like a Rav Moshe. Right now he can do bishleimusa. Lu yetzuyer, he would be a 19-year-old and wouldn't have a hurim, so then he could do it now. He can do the mitzvah bishleimusa right now. If we're concerned about the way that it may play itself out and the error that can come in place, so then you would not want to do the mitzvah now in any way that could be misleading later on. Right? So the two neschois of the Bikur Yaakov and could yield the Bikur Yaakov would yield the Sfidi Yesh and the Brisker Rav would yield Rav Moshe. They both have a raya from the Gemara Chagiga about the din of Oil al Piyatzmoy. But I don't remember it sharply, so I don't want to misrepresent it now. Let's go back to what I really wanted to discuss, though, is the next Rashi. Given this is all the background, so now the question that we have to ask is, Katan she'enei tzarech li'imor, Magavei Sukkah, right? Is everybody, it's not a Yonadim yet, because it's not, Baruch Hashem, it's not Tesvav El yet, it's only Chesel. Also pretty frightening. But Tesvav El is even scarier. So now it's Shoshim Yom Kodim Chag. So we're a little bit ahead of ourselves. After Chazir, right after Tetzvah Altum Kaim, the mitzvah of Shoshim Yom Kodim. Right? But, although I'll tell you, there's a beautiful word, it's also early for this, that Rav El Yoshev asked, Lagabe Yom Kippur. Right? Rav El Yoshev builds on this sugya. The question of if the mitzvah is la sosu bishlei musa, so why is there any mitzvah to be mechanech a child before they can fast the entire day? Right, there is a big Mishnah Yuma says there's a mitzvah lechanech. I forget the exact ages, but l'shoyz before the child becomes 13, so you have to have the child fast l'shoyz. So Rav Yoshev asks, but that's not Bishlei Musa. Where is the Mitzvah Chinuch? The Pashas is that that's what Tzvi Shanim says, that it's taka a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah hargil, but it's not a mitzvah chinuch. It's an other mitzvah. To be margil a child to do mitzvahs. But it's not the mitzvah chinuch per se. Rav Yoshev says, you see here in Raya that there's a mitzvah to fast b'chol shah v'shah. And he says that goes against one of the great shuvas, I forget who it is right now, who says, no, that once you've broken your fast, there's no mitzvah to continue fasting. But we have this concept that you've broken your fast, nope, so why bother fasting anymore? A person by accident takes a drink on Sem Gedalia. Oh, I broke my fast, all right, it's over. So the post can say it's not correct. Nothing. There's an Easter to eat all day. So if I slipped at 12 o'clock, there's still an Easter to eat at 12:15, 12:20. So you understand what the board is. The board is that is the din of fasting that I abstain from eating for a period of time. So no, so if I eat by accident, or I have to eat because the person's a chayla, and they get dehydrated, they have to pump themselves up enough, so then they can't be kind of mitzvah anymore, because they can't not eat for a period of time. So the Yashua says, no, that's not the din. The din is not I have to abstain for a period. The din is I have to abstain from eating every single second of Yom Kippur. I have to abstain from eating every second of Isra Achila. So the Yashua says, so you see from this din, that in a chanami, that a child, there's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur, there's an Isra B'Shlei Musa every single moment. And when I don't eat, I'm a kind of mitzvah kibber at that moment. I, at some point, he has to eat because it's kind of safash, it's all right. So until then, Zechiva fasting.
Would it be possible to say, like Rav Moshe from before, that if we're going to assume that, let's say, these children are not capable of fasting the entire time, but they're capable of fasting part of the time, that essentially for them, if they were adults right now, with that capability...
Yeah, it's a good word. I think it's a good word. I think it's a good heart. That could be right. Yeah, maybe bring it up to look at it. Yeah. So now, after saying all of this, we come to this din, which Rashi quotes in Chulin Bezim and Beis. According to Tzarech Li'imai, when is the mitzvah of chinuch kick in for a child? When is the mitzvah of chinuch of eating or sleeping in the sukkah? So the chlorah, it's a very easy mitzvah to do b'shlei Musa. So the chlorah should kick in early. So where's the din of koton she'enez? Why is that a shir b'chlal? Enez tzarech limos. The Gemara says, what is enez tzarech limos? What does that mean? So Gemara says, chof ches omud beis in sukkah. Amrei devei Rabbi Yanai, kol shenifne vein ima mekanachas, till he's toilet trained. And Mishlokish says, kol sheneir mishnosi vein akorei ima. He wakes up and he doesn't call for his mother. So the Gemara says, there are kids who have bar mitzvah, and wake up and they call for their mother. So he says, no, it means the person wakes up and needs a parent, that's fine. Then they can eat miyagodol. But when they incessantly call Ima, 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 and so that is a kodin v'tzorach l'ima. It's a peladik amaisa from Shammai, that Shammai mas enami v'yoldo kalos eshul Shammai azokin, u'piches es maziba, v'sicha alamita v'shvil hakotam. The peladik amaisa that Shammai azokin made a sukkah for his grandchild, who was few days old at most. Apella. It's a lot of discussion. What is the sheet of Shammai? That's really too far afield. So now our Gemara says, so what's the shear when a child wakes up and doesn't incessantly call and it doesn't become inconsolable but their mother not being right next to them? So once the child wakes up and calls for the mother in the sukkah. A child wakes up and is inconsolable, the mother's not there, so then they can stay home with the mother, don't sit in the sukkah. But where does this come from? Where does the shear come from? So they, as long as they're eating, can eat in the sukkah. Sleeping, so while they're sleeping, they're making the mitzvah. So the fact that when they wake up, so why is that a yedel and aneya? Why is it, where's the not doing the mitzvah b'shlei Musa? What's Hezra Adover? Why is that the shear for the mitzvah sukkah of chinuch?
Go ahead. Sleeping in the sukkah, like dwelling in the sukkah, like you dwell in your house. So, if the child would be worried or insecure in the sukkah without the mother, then he should go back in the house.
So let's figure this out. So the Ritzvah says, the Ritzvah's lashon is, and this is the lashon of the Ran as well. It was a little bit sharper in the Lushan. Why can't I find it? Because let's scroll down. V'shir ha-katan. L'chinach einay shav v'cholam koymais. Elo kvi inyan shechayv l'chanchay. Dile inyan yom kippurim sechad shir. Ha-chagav isukah shir ha-chwinat b'she'ein atzorech l'ima shiro'oy l'chanchay. Shiro'oy l'chanchay. What does that mean? Shiro'oy l'chanchay. U'b'lulav ha-yidei l'naneya. U'b'tfilin yidei l'ishmar. What's Roi Lachanchay? What's he being Maisev? That he's now Roi, he's now fit to be Mechanech. Well, Yashav points out at Piskei Taisus. This is an amazing thing. To be Medaik in the Piskei Taisus. Piskei Taisus is also written by Kadmon. So at the summary, at the end of every Mesechta, often we don't even know it's there. At the end of every Mesechta, the list of how did Taisus Pascha? Sometimes very valuable because you have Yesh Armas, you're not sure where he's going. But Pinchas Scheinberg, the Zal, is famous for saying that that's the best way to be to chazer all the Taisus in. That you can read through and it'll be. But every so often, you see a comment in the Piskei Taisus. Remember Ilyoshev, when he gave a shir into Feres Bachurim, he used to shir for Balabatim every night. So look at how he read this Piskei Taisus. It's remarkable that he picked up on this. Koton legabe, and it's in Chagiga. Koton legabe re'iyosh and yochel lechus boy. A koton that no longer has to hold on to his father to climb to go Arabayas. Then he becomes chayiv in the mitzvah. Mitzvah. Sukkah. Look at the lashon. The mitzvah say b'sheinam. She urai sheneir mishnasay v'nekari ima ubelulav de mitzvasa v'nanua hayidei l'naneya. No, so what's he saying? Sugu de mitzvasa v'sheina, since the mitzvah is sleeping. So how do you sleep? So l'chara, this is what Ezra was saying, l'chara, no? That since the mitzvah is sleeping, and it's sleeping, how do you finish up? The mitzvah is sleeping, right? So, since this child would not sleep far away from the mother, so that's not the way that he would normally sleep, so that's not the way that we're machanechim. I don't know if that's the same thing as what the Ritva says. Right? The Ritva's lashon is Shiro'i Lachanchoi. He's not ready yet for this chinuch. Right? Shiro'i Lachanchoi. I'm not sure. Lulav Omru Kot Nehidilane. But in the Piskei Tosfos is clear that He cannot be kind of mitzvah. What is the obvious kasha that we should ask on the Piskei Tshuvos? Okay, that's an interesting question. Was that? Oh, that's the interesting question. Maybe we should mechayev the mother to sleep there, right? To the beginning, Gan Chaim.
If he isn't of the age to sleep there, does he have a chiyuv to eat there?
Oh, so why don't we say there's a mitzvah to eat there? So what's the teretz for that? So maybe is that called not b'shleimusa if I can only do some of my activities there? So what would that say about our mitzvah when we it's mukubal? Certainly in the colder countries, that it might be too cold to sleep there, but we still mechayev ourselves to eat there. No, we still say a bracha and we eat. Gemara says that if a sukkah is inappropriate for sleeping, then it's not a good sukkah. If for some reason you can't, it's not a good sukkah for achila. And vice versa. Some of the Some that which we discussed in the, from the Mishneh Berurah, you can see in the Prima Gunim, in the Psicha, the Arachaim Chelek Beis, and Ois Tes. What we want to discuss is in Os Yud. The age that we put, 5 and 6, there's an overall age of 9. If we don't have a shear, the Prima Gonim discusses that there is no mitzvah chinuch lagave a shoite katan. That's one of the issues he's discussing over here. Chinuch de tzitzis tzerch leidel hashlich tzitzis lefonov. That is a machlekes rishonim that Daniel referred to before. What's lesatef? Lesatef means to wear it two in front, two in the back. That's the way the Rambam paskins. Or is lesatef to do atif yishmelis, which is a chumra that we have b'shas bracha. So the Primogodim and Shemur both paskin at the Rambam paskins. That is yedeh lehashlich shtei tzitzis lefonov achram, and therefore not a raya to what Daniel was saying before, Vishleim Musa, even in the midst of the way we do it, with the Tifi Shemaelis, over our heads and down to our mouths, B'Shas Bracha. V'af mitzvahs d'rabon ovim m'chui v'chanchoi, not only their rices. Amorisi l'vosh, I saw a comment in l'vosh, Hilcha Sukkah, Koton ben heivo v'chayim l'chanchoi, amol koyim l'chein shakar chacharimoi, v'hi pitura, al minot l'chanchoi, mashmash im hi chayeves b'mitzvahsu, m'chui yeves af b'pochis. So Levush says that he says, what's the pshat in this Gemara? Right? Again, what's the nukudah of what Rashi says? Rashi quotes the Gemara that a katan is pot, that the mitzvah of chinuch for sukkah is when sheneir mishnasai v'nekori ima ima. So the question is, why is that a shir in chinuch? A shir in chinuch, we understand l'nandeya, we got it. That means la'asweith, a mitzvah b'shlei Musa. Machloik is whether it's mitzvah b'shlei Musa or it's a mitzvah without misleading. Fine, now we understand. Yudei lishmo, yudei l'sa'atev, good. Exactly how you formulate l'sa'atev, could be a machloik is whether each of Yishma'eli b'shas broch is part of the mitzvah b'shlei Musa. Good, we got it. Now we come to a new shir. L'chayra b'shlei Musa. A person can sleep very well in the sukkah. He'll be upset when he wakes up and his mother's not there. All right, but while he's sleeping, come to the mitzvah. Right? So why do we have this new shir of she'ena isha she'neir mishnasim in a kari ima ima? So the Piskei Tosfos says because it's a mitzvah sleeping. He's still a dot missing. The mitzvah sleeping. So that's what who pointed out that it's teishu kein tadura. But as I said, the mitzvah is the sleep the way you sleep at home. So if he sleeps at home, and when he wakes up, his mother can respond right away. So that's one mahalach, right? That it's not the mitzvah b'shlei Musa, because I'm not being mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to live the way I normally live. So Levosh, that's one malach. Okay? That would be a nice lashon in the passion of the ritual. In your relechanchai. He cannot yet do the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah of Bishlei Musa. It's the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. The mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah is the way I'm at home. So this child can't do the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. He can look like the mitzvah, can sound like the mitzvah, right? This Yudesh would say it has the form of the mitzvah, so maybe we should have him do it. It looks like a kosher esser. But the etzem mitzvah might be a raya for a raisha. The etzem mitzvah is kein taduru, that he can't do. Because he would never sleep so far with his mother. Levush says that the pshat of it is bothered by the same nakuda. Why are we defining it in terms of tzarech le'imai? Says Levush, because he's supposed to be next to his mother, korach acharimai. And who's mechuyev to be mechanech a child? Al mi not lechanchay. Mashma, right? And she's petura. It's a complicated sentence. He's hanging around her and she's petura. Right? So the Primer Gadim says it's a loaded line. Right? In the modern Nusach, he would say, let's unpack this line. What's going on over here? So, Lu Yitzur, he would not be Karch Achar Imoy, he'd be Chayav. Lu Yitzur, she'd be Chayav L'chanchay. So you see, there's so many assumptions involved in this line. Mashmashim, he chayevis a mitzvah, mechuyevis af bepochayis. And that's a machlokes rishayim and achrayim. Whether a woman is mechuyev lechanech, whether the chinuch on the father, the chinuch of the cotton. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is in the father. So is the mitzvah of chinuch part of the broader mitzvah of Talmud Torah? When Chazal were misaking the mitzvah of lechanech as a ketanim, did they say it fits into the deiraisa de gedin ulamadatim? And that's the mitzvah being melame Torah on the father. Or did they say new mitzvah the rabbanon lechanech? And the raya, this is usually discussed at the beginning of Masechta Sukkah, because if you remember, one of the rayas that the Gemara brings for the height of the sukkah of Hilni Amalka, and the Gemara says you can't bring a raya Hilni Amalka because she's a woman, she's not chayav in sukkah. The Gemara says no, she had children with her. As well as she had children with her, they're also potter. Oh, but she's chayav chinuch for her children. So many bring a raya from that Gemara that the only way you can bring a raya from the sukkah Hilni Amalka because her children were there is if she's mechuyev lechanech. So that based on that, there's a machlokes rishonim and achronim whether the mitzvah chinuch is only the father or the mother. So the Prima Gadim says that lechur we have a clear machlokes with the Levush and the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that it's only on fathers. We understand why he would say that because it probably fits into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Comes the Levush and says no, it's not under the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a separate mitzvah in itself. Mitzvah lechanech, chanech lenaruk midarkei. Shlomo Melech was referring to women as well, and therefore, when the Levush says that the reason why the child is potter is because since this child has to be with its mother, so what's the father going to do? The father can't. There's no reason to force the woman to come to sleep in the sukkah. So he can't. So the mitzvah of chinuch is not shaykh yet. Or Chazal were not misakin it. They weren't misakin. You're going to take the child away and give the child also aggravation, cause a bad association with sukkah. Separate the child by sukkah. You have to years of therapy afterward, post stress. Yeah. So they didn't have the technique to deal with it. So Chazal were not misakin, right? So and I the mother is not mechuyeves. So she's not mechuyeves. So therefore she is not mechuyeves to be mechanech the child for this mitzvah she's paturin. Keilu is the hemshach of her own mitzvah. It's an interesting chiddush. The mitzvah chinuch is the hemshach of my mitzvah. Just like the Ran says in Rosh Hashanah that part of the mitzvah that I have of tefillin is to make sure every Jew puts on tefillin. So part of that mitzvah is to make my children put on tefillin. But if I'm not mechuyev in the mitzvah, so I'm not mechuyev to be mechanech my child. Doesn't fit into the mitzvah chinuch. It fits into the etzem mitzvah, kol mitzvah or mitzvah. Shem anafke minah for tzitzis. Is a woman mechuyevis when she's dressing the child. So she'll do it anyways, because she wants the child to grow up properly. But is there a mitzvah of chinuch l'gabi, the mitzvah tzitzis, when she's dressing the child? Shuv anherinan mishmaya la'ayinin. Then the Prima Gadim says, when I was trying to figure this out, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought light to my eyes. The shinas are also pretty. Anherinan mishmaya la'ayinin divrei aran besukah perek yosh. And there he says that chinuch einay shaveh. And there, the Ritva sounds like it has nothing to do with the chiv of the mother. Right? Lechura, this, everything we said until now, you could put into the lashon of the ritva. The one thing you could not put in lashon of the ritva is the levush, right? Shiroi lachanchai would be shiruuya lachanchai. That you can't fit in, right? So that's what the primogodim says. I was very the levush seems to be chelik in the organ Avram, and says usually women mechuyaves, and that's where the pterav here goes against the ritva. It was against basic tesis. Interesting, it's a beautiful word. But go ahead, Yoni.
Donnie.
Donnie, sorry.
Okay. How do you understand the
Hava Mina
that women are divorced from them, and if they wouldn't be mechayev and they can't teach the kids, how can everyone do any mitzvahs that women are not obligated? How are they?
The father.
The
father. The father is mechayev. The father is for carrot.
So it's only when. Okay, so the mother only falls when it's on both of them, and if it's only on the father is the one who's obligated?
Yeah. That's not a bad mahalach, you think about it. But, says the Brisker Rav, so again, so just to finish up, what's the Nukudu focusing on? Sikum, what we learned so far, Rashi quotes two Lishonis. Those two Lishonis, by Sukkah and by Tzitzes, point out this Yisoid, the mitzvah of Chinuch. Then we put the mitzvah of Chinuch in the broader context. There's the mitzvah, the different aspects of chinuch. There's this chinuch, laf, l'safis b'yadayim, it's not really chinuch, it's a different din. And then there's the chinuch l'gabi lavin, when they understand that what no is no. And then there's the chinuch l'aseis. The chinuch l'aseis, and it's a drabbanon. The chinuch of aseis is when they know how to, when we can get and do the mitzvah. That's what we learn from l'naneya, and that's maybe we learn from l'zatim. Good? Why should we say... That is when they know how to do it. Bishlei Musa, we had two hezberim. We had the hezber of the Riskirav and the Rav Shechter, and the hezber of the Bikurei Yaakov. And exactly how to be Magdir Bishlei Musa. So we had the Machlekes Rav Moshe and the Sridei Yesh of when you evaluate Bishlei Musa, which is hard to articulate, but you can see it in the Shuv of coeducation. So now, and we said that could be totally on. No, on the Bikuri Yaakov and the Briskero. So now, coming down to finishing up, well, how do we understand? There's still one thing, the blanket doesn't fit over the feet in one area, and that is this Lashon that Rashi quotes of here, and that is the Lashon of Gwarech, and how we paskin. Koton, she'ein, is koton, she'ein esomach al imoy. So, so one mahalach is why that he will not be able to do Shena Bishli Musa, and one mahalach is that the levush, or the levush zechirish, that the woman, the mother is mechuyeves, and over here she's not mechuyeves in the midst of sukkah, so in Beila she's not mechuyeves lechanech the child in sukkah. That's one mahalach. Says the Prima Gadim goes against the Piskei Tosfos and the Ritva. Right? There is the Bikuri Yaakov who goes l'shitasai. Bikuri Yaakov says, so why is it that we're not mechanech the child for eating? He says, because that's his shita. That if you educate, if you do chinuch in an inappropriate way, it's not chinuch, you'll be misleading the child. The child will think that sukkah is only eating, not sleeping. So we don't do a mitzvah, we're not mechanech a mitzvah in such a way that's going to be misleading the child. Bikuri Yaakov l'shitasai. Says the Brisker Ram, "V'yeshlem b'skoven erechin to shir b'din chinuch k'shein etzarach li'imay oz chol of chinuch the mitzvah sukkah." Says kepashtu say the ritva on the piskei tosfos says the chiyuv is chal when it no longer requires the omnam ikir adovram vur b'zen nira the kevon the le'inyan chiyuv mechinuch mitzvahs have inyan sheichozi lekim a mitzvah, right? As we develop by le'nanei le'satei. V'kamoy demin gabi lulav kod yidei le'nanei, yeah? V'gabi titzus kod yidei le'satei. So he says something very much along the lines of what Ezra said before, which is a little bit different, but it's very much along the lines. Kevon the v'gadol la'atzvah, every mitzvah potem in a mitzvah sukkah. He says, what's going to be mitzta'er? Mitzta'er is potter. From a sukkah, sitting in a sukkah when it's raining is potter. So this child, since when he wakes up, emes says there should be a mitzvah. The father of chuyim chinuch. The child knows how to can sleep in the sukkah. Similar, he can put the crib in the sukkah, right? He can do it Shammai did. He can open up the roof. The child can be can eat in the sukkah. And Lamai, but when the child wakes up, the child's going to be bitzar. That's the pshat in the Gemara. That the child, and Godel may require the mother, but it's not bitzar if the mother's not there. But when the child is screaming, Ima, Ima, what's pshat, Ima, Ima? Such a gorgeous pattern, and such a gorgeous diuk in the sugya. What do you mean they're screaming, Ima, Ima, Ima? The word is the child's mitzar. Mitzar is bottom in the sugya. So therefore, they came on the big godel, Athar, mitzar, bottom in the sugya, who were then caught in, Shetzerach Lima, I remember star, when they really came in mitzvah. And that's pshat in the ritva, in a royal came mitzvah. Why? Because by definition it will be tsar. And therefore, he's not, the chiyav is not chal, because he's not chozliki mitzvah, and lechari that means it's not chal bechlal. Alright? The chazal and sakin. The mitzvah of chinuch. Lechari, it sounds from this brisker rav that the mitzvah of chinuch was not that chazal or kaiveya yeshivas based in. And they said, in the mitzvah of chinuch, and they were magdirit when the cotton is roy. It sounds like that Chazal had yeshivas based on every single mitzvah and defined the mitzvah, l'chari is what it sounds like. It wasn't a mitzvah kolos. I'm not sure what the nafgani would be, but it sounds like from this briskira. All right? So it's very much along the lines of what Ezra said, but it's the saying it b'teres mitzvah gives such an interesting havana into the lashon of the Gemara, shekari ima ima. And not for now, but this might be an interesting way to explain the hanhaga of Shammai. Yeah.
Isn't there a difference between the inability to do the mitzvah, especially Musa, and the ability to do the mitzvah just that because of some sort of technicality of the potter? You could say, based off of that, that someone who's elderly and for whatever reason won't be able to sleep in the sukkah, maybe they shouldn't be chayav either because...
Correct. I think it's 100% correct.
For eating in the sukkah, they shouldn't be chayav either.
The Aron Hog is based on that, because Aron Hog is that we, the most common Hog is that people eat and sukkah and don't sleep. Where most is we don't sleep because we cannot be machayev our wives to sleep. So therefore, we cannot have kin to do. And we said, correct, Lachar. Yeah. Well, Yashim has amazing in his Haaris. That's what he called the Sefer. He called the Sefer Haaris. Yashim was always his style. His Sefer on Jewish is called Divrei Agada. And say his chuvas are called Kavis chuvas, and his condition are called Haaris. So only one person can do that. But so he writes that there should be a chiyuv of women to sleep in the sukkah in order for their husbands to do the mitzvah yeshivas sukkah. I don't think it's been mukubal. I don't even think it's true in Yerushalayim. But in fascinating Haaris. I don't know if you meant it, Lamaisa Bachla, I don't know. Anyways, so also we got introduced a few Svarim. We got, again, to see the Psicha Klolos of the Prima Godim and to see, appreciate the richness, the wealth of that Sefer. Good, so tomorrow, so please keep on going, Gemara Rashi, and we'll discuss, have to figure out tonight whether tomorrow she will focus on the Sugya, like right there, we'll go back to the top Tois, the first Tois of this. Just to discuss that inside tonight. If any preferences, which we'll discuss, let me know.